Hey, everybody, it's Rick. And if you're enjoying the Vertafore Insurance podcast, you should definitely check out Accelerate, powered by NetView. This is our huge InsurTech conference happening in April of 2020. And it is the event to attend for everything from networking, thought leadership, learning how to grow your agency, meeting new technology partners, and much, much more. Accelerate is happening in Minneapolis from April 29th through May 2nd. And you can learn more at www.netviewaccelerate.com. That's all one word, netviewaccelerate.com.
Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, or as we like to call it, the VIP. I'm Rick Fox, the host. And I say this every week, but this week I want to just pay homage to the long list of guests that we've had and such a great conversations and the time that I've got to spend with these people learning from them. And this week will be absolutely no different. We have Troy Korsgaden, the president of Korsgaden International. It's a consulting firm. And Troy has been around this business for a while. I'm just going to say a while. Troy, I'll let you decide if you want to tell him how long it is. But I want to just kick it over to you first. Troy, thanks for being on with us. I'm really excited about what we're about to talk about. I think there's some great information and content for our listeners. So again, thanks for being here. And why don't you kind of tell us your story? Tell us kind of how you got to here.
Sure. Rick, thanks for having me on. And I'm really excited to be with you and your listeners. I'll tell you, I started over 30 years ago, and I always start with a kid that my company I started with gave me a big old book of business called the phone book. So I know what it's like to scratch out an agency, because that's how I started. I started an agency. I was a one-man show, but I was able to start work by myself for the first 7 years, turned it into a firm. For over 30 years, I was an agent, but during that time, I had the good fortune of writing several books and becoming a consultant to insurance carriers and different vendors that serve the industry. So I'm just excited to be here and don't want to talk too long about my past, but I know what it's like to be an agent and a consultant.
Well, for nothing else than for those few out there that haven't heard of you, now they at least know that you're not some random dude from out in the middle of nowhere, that you're one of us. You're one of us insurance people, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So I you and I have had some conversations, and I'm very, like, every time we talk, I feel like I learned something from you. But I think the best way to kind of kick this off is kind of talk to me about, you know, like you said, you've been around for a while, myself as well. I want to hear your perspective on kind of the changes in our business, the changes in the industry, and your sweet spot, or the most specific that we can be, and how you can help our listeners learn, is the distribution ecosystem. Talk to me about the changes and kind of where that's at.
Yeah, I'm glad you're starting with that, because
let's go with the best. Yeah. Let's get it going.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, starting as an agent, I, you know, have a passion for agency, for firms. But we've got to be realistic. The customer is in control today, and like never before. And it's not a slogan. They control when to buy, how to buy, where to buy. And in the past, the insurance companies said it's all about the customers, but let's be honest with ourselves. They told them what kind of policies to buy, when to buy, how to buy. But that's all flipped upside down with the change in the way people buy in retail. They have the same expectation in insurance and financial services. So we're part of a bigger ecosystem. We're not the one and only. We're part of a bigger ecosystem, and we're an important part of that. But that ecosystem needs to be seamless. The customer wants ease of doing business, and they want it the way they want it.
That's true. I mean, you know what? It is preaching to the choir over here, because we talk about this all the time, and they not only want it when they want it, the way they're used to it. I was on a different podcast, and I made the comment, like, if your customers email you They don't expect you to call them. If they call you, they don't expect you to email them. You got to kind of meet them where they live in today's world. And that's just table stakes. That's the beginning of the game, right?
I couldn't agree more. In fact, I believe in one of the things I talk about when I go around talking to companies and talking to different agency firm groups is you need to find out the way your customers want to communicate. Some like email, like you said, some like text. Text is huge, right? So I'm not going to do business over text, but I'm going to start the conversation over text. And I want to get to them personally, but when they're ready for me. So right. I'm going to use the text as my way to bring them in so I can meet with them face to face. That's always best, but you're right, completely.
So so that's sort of the overarching kind of sentiment and position on the changes and the way that our this distribution ecosystem sort of lives now. I think a good step here would be let's dig in deeper to particular areas. Like, talk to me about the ecosystem in this particular instance and how that relates to customer service.
You bet. So service is everything. And I write about this. I talk about it. I tell carriers about it. You have to put the customer first in everything you do. So the way you deliver service is going to guarantee you a pipeline of opportunity in the future. That means truly putting the customer first, not the commission, but the service first, and the rest will come. And that's key. And that means that you use technology because people want it fast. They want it ease of doing business. I like to kid that Amazon never talks about price. Right. They only talk about ease of doing business and making it easy for the customer the way they want it.
Well, let me jump in there because I don't want to gloss over that, and not sure. That you did, but I want to take it and really kind of take it out for a spin, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I want you to repeat that and let's conversate about it because for me, like you said, it is about that customer service journey. It's not about the almighty dollar. And I would agree 100%. And I would say making that journey proper or the way that it should be will ensure you get that almighty dollar, right? I mean, am I reading that right in the way you're explaining it?
100%. So whether the listener is listening today and they are a employee of a carrier, whether they are an employee of a firm, whether they're an independent contractor or they're an employee-led contracting group, it doesn't matter. We're all in the same ballgame and we all need to put the customer first. So that means if the customer comes to us through digital, it's speed. If they call us personally, it's speed. If we see them at a coffee shop and they say they want something, it's speed. It means that follow up. And it's that customer interaction. So again, digital and technology is not going to replace human beings.
No, it's going not going to replace the relationship. It's going to make it better.
No, you had said it, hit it right on the head. Yeah. The relationship is key. And this enhances the relationship. It doesn't replace us. So service to me is so important because you don't get it today. I mean, I could give you 100 examples of bad service I've received today.
Well, and I think it comes down to when I'm talking to agencies, we used to do this at the company at Agency Revolution when I used to work there, and we would ask agencies just flat out, like it was sort of a test question was, you know, what differentiates you? What makes your agency different than others? And 9 out of 10, maybe 10 out of 10 would say, oh, it's our service. Okay. What does that mean? And then they'd go, we give good service. When they call, we take care of their business. Okay, so you're reacting. And I think if we could go one level deeper with this and we talk about, you know, you said digital and meeting them where they are. But if I'm an agency and I'm sitting out there right now and I'm in that camp, and raise your hand if you are, everybody out there, because we know you are, where you think your differentiator is customer service. I think what Troy is saying here is if you are answering the phone and that's the service you're giving, period, you're getting beat by other
Without
people.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So, so let's go, like, if I'm an agency and I wanted to flip one switch, like I just wanted to kind of dig into, all right, I'm hearing you. I'm interested in making my agency more about that customer service journey, more about that experience. Troy, give me a couple of ways that, you know, maybe we just quickly could, you know, turn it up a notch.
Okay, I'm going to give you one. This is $1 million idea for every person listening.
And I mean, I'm not million... even, and I'm not even paying you $1 million to be on this episode. So
that's good. We'll talk later. But here's the thing. This is $1 million idea. I don't say that flippantly. It's called concierge service. Everybody that's listening needs to set up a system in which they have a concierge in the firm. Whether you have 2 people working for you, 20 people working for you, 200 people working for you, or 2,000. There needs to be somebody following up every day to make sure that the clients were happy with the service they deserve. Now, they have every right to expect it, but nobody's following up. That's the key. So the next day, the concierge gets a list of all the people that called in for a car change, called in for new business on a home or a business policy or a life policy. And they say, hey, this is Jane. I'm calling from Troy Korsgaden's office. Troy wanted me to call you to make sure you were happy with the service you received yesterday. I see you called in for a car change. Can I get some feedback from you? Shut up. The script says shut up.
Yeah.
Why? Because the client's going to tell you. And 95% of the time, it's positive. But that 5%, yes. Right? Rick, I'm telling you.
That's the money. That's the money.
That's the money, the 5%, yeah. Because yep. That's the retention. And then the 95% who say they're happy, you say, hey, well, I got you on the line. Now comes the pivot. You're not selling to them. You're pivoting to set up an appointment to talk about other products and services. So I'm telling you, retention and follow-up, it's everything.
I love that. I am such a fan of that. And in fact, we recently did a podcast, our own podcast, where I did a rant about planning for the new year. And I brought in the idea... Actually, it wasn't that one. It was the one where I was talking about giving thanks, and we were thankful for our customers. But one of my points was, have you ever reached out to your customers and said, what do you want from us? What is it? I know we have a relationship. You've been a customer for 5 years, but what could we be doing better? What could we be doing differently? Because if you think you know, and you're just taking it off of whatever's in your brain, that isn't what's out there in the marketplace. And there are other people, to your point, concierge, what a great idea. If you're an agency that's taking advantage of that, I guarantee you that retention number is going up, up, and up.
Without a doubt. Rick, we're aligned. We're always aligned. I'm going to tell you this. This program is actually that thank you just described. Because if that's all that we get out, thanks for calling in yesterday. Mm-hmm. Who else calls to thank them for doing business with them?
Right.
So that alone, even if they don't converse with us, have that conversation, at least they know we care.
But it goes back to what you said originally about the almighty dollar and it not being about that. But guess what happens through that process? They spend more money and they stay longer. So it is a win-win-win for everyone.
There's an old saying, I didn't invent it and I wish I did. Giving starts the receiving process. You don't have to ask for them to give you something. You give. And it's just the natural law of the universe. Yes. It just happens.
Yeah. So true. I love, Troy, I love this conversation. And I can tell from talking to you that you've got a passion for what you do. And I am going to tease for the end that we'll give all your information of how people get a hold of you. But I know Troy enough to tell you that if anybody out there is looking for someone to have these conversations with and help them with those processes, my man is someone you should be reaching out to. So let me just shift gears on you just a little bit.
Sure.
I want to stay in this ecosystem conversation, making, you know, that seamless ecosystem that we're talking about. We talked about customer service. Talk to me about marketing and how that same, the same dynamics that we're talking about sort of play into marketing.
Well, look, marketing is easy when you start with service, right? Because people will talk to you now that they know you're giving and putting service first. So when we market to them, it's part of a global system that we set up and we train people to do. And it is to touch them throughout the year. And it's all soft, right? We're not hard selling, but we're looking for appointments to show them more products and services to surround them. So marketing, not done all at one time, but we want to set the stage that we are the gateway to all things insurance and financial services. We may not sell them every product, but they need to have a conversation with us every year they have a question or a need for service or a need to buy a product. We want to be there just in time. So that means blocking out the competition because we put advice first.
And if I'm reading that right, again, just kind of putting this in my putting my agency hat on, some of this thinking, like, let me back up. So if I'm that agency that right now started listening to this conversation and came into this thinking, well, we're a service agency and we put service first. And now you're introducing concepts that they've never even thought of, right? They've never thought to have a concierge. They've never thought to connect their customer service or customer experience to the way they market and things like that. I am, and you know, we know these people out there in Insuranceville. They aren't quick to change, for one. Sure. They are almost impossible to move sometimes, like a mountain. But when they do, it sometimes ends up being a process, like a baby step process, right? So if I'm not willing to, you know, say, yep, tomorrow morning, every staff meeting, everybody in, we're changing the way we do everything tomorrow, baby step me into it a little bit. You know, we talked about the customer service. We talked about now, how would you baby step into taking a turn to being a really true customer service agency that can hang their hat on the way they do business as their calling card? How do you baby step that?
Sure. The first thing you need is to have a reason to do it, right?
Yes.
And there's reasons you could say, I'm doing it because I want to make more money. I want to have more fun. I want to have less stress. That's a reason, right? Mm-hmm. However,
it is a reason. I don't know if it's the reason.
But here's another way to look at it. If you don't become the gateway of all things insurance and financial services, if you're not the first person they think of to have a conversation with service and marketing new products, then they're going to go to somebody else and they're going to become the gateway, right? So that's a reason. So that would be the first thing. What are the reasons? And number two, I would say, what are my priorities? And I would set a prioritization and say, okay, these are the three things, the five things, the seven things, how many other priorities you can handle. And then you got to say, okay, I'm going to think about this for 15 minutes and I'm going to put it on my calendar. I'm going to block time. I'm telling you, this concept changed my life.
Me too.
Block time for 15 minutes to think about it. Don't do anything. Just think. And then move it forward. If it's a good idea, it becomes a priority. Yep. Put it on the calendar again and block more time. And then you block 15 minutes, and pretty soon you start to put together an execution plan. And then once you start to execute a program for technology, a program for marketing flood insurance, a program for marketing life insurance, whatever it is, you now get the execution plan together and then you execute, because ideas are awesome. But without execution, right? The old saying, it's delusion. So we need to put it on the calendar and don't take it off until we execute. And then when we execute, expect what you expect.
Yeah. Well, when you say execute, to me, I also want to take it one step beyond that, which is getting your team to buy into whatever is we're heading toward. I mean, to me, right? I mean, that is where this thing can derail in a moment. I mean, in a blink, we go from, hey, this is a great idea. Hey, everybody go do this. And you don't get buy-in. I mean, to me, execution includes getting everyone on the same page. And that's a hard thing to do sometimes, especially if you are, you know, sending it out in an email and expecting 10 or 12 or 100 or 1,000 employees to just go, okay, yeah, we'll start doing that right away. It takes energy. This is not an overnight thing, although you can't start tomorrow morning with a 15-minute block session and start building your plan out. We've spent a lot of time recently talking about getting ready for 2020. It's here, right? And it's time to start doing little things to make your agency stronger. I think that's great advice, Troy. I think the way you're headed is the way I wish all agency owners would at least look at it. Like, they might not all go exactly they'll all go different routes, right? This agency is about this and that agency is about that, but we should all be agreeing on the concept that the customer comes first and I need to meet them where they are. If we live there and work toward that, then everything should fall in place, right?
Drop the mic.
Boom. Yeah. I did it. Okay. Yeah. So here's my next gear shift. I want to do this because I think this is important as people start to look at what they're doing and how they're, I want everyone to look in the mirror after what we just talked about and say, Are you doing any of those things? And let me be the bearer of bad news. Someone else in your particular demographic or your geographic is. So they're beating you to the punch on some of this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we need to be doing today. But I want to spend some quality time with you talking about what's on everybody's mind, which is the future. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what that looks like. Tell me from your perspective, you know, where we're going, what people should be preparing themselves for and kind of what that's going to look like.
So we could do a podcast just on this subject, obviously, but I'm going to encapsulate it. The future is awesome, but we need to position ourselves to be ready for more tech and implementing that into the bigger picture, which is the distribution ecosystem. And part of that is recognizing our value, knowing more about our customers. So if I were going to do something for the future, I would recognize that there's going to be what I call an open platform product solution, one place to plug in where all the carriers put their information, where everybody puts their information. But we have the upper hand as agencies because we know more about the customer than tech will ever know. Mm-hmm. We know when they're going to go through a divorce before it gets on the internet. We know when the kids are having problems. We know when somebody's going to have a baby before everybody does. We are of great value, but there's all these spots in the computer today where we're not putting ways to contact his cell, her cell, his email, her email. Does he like to text? Doesn't he? Does she? Doesn't she? All this information has got to be populated because mm-hmm. when the open platform comes, and it's coming, when it comes, you're going to be dominating because you have more ways to contact and reasons to call people. But more importantly, you're the one they look to for honest advice because you put service first. So the future is more technology. And when that technology comes, you better be ready with it populated already so it can just flow right into the new systems as they appear.
All right. Well, let me make a suggestion, I guess, on how mm-hmm. I might see that happening. That mm-hmm. I can tell you, you know this, most agencies out there flat out know they're sitting on really dirty data in their mm-hmm. management system totally. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. It is a mess.
Incredible.
Yeah. And so to hear what you just said, that sounds awesome, but I don't have 16 years of time with my staff to fix my data. So here's my suggestion, because I literally couldn't agree with you any more than I do on your point, Troy. I think you are absolutely right. We as a company are moving towards an open architecture with API mm-hmm. integrations to mm-hmm. our vendor partners that so people can do whatever they want. But here's to your data point, and I think this is big. Same thing you said, spend a little time, figure out what it looks like, come up with an executable plan, and then get buy-in to this. If we spent 1 year from today, every single one of our customers is going to renew. Every single one in a year.
Okay.
So if we took the time, which would be time, but it would be spread out over a year to do exactly what you just said, but one at a time, or four at a time, or however many you had on any given day, and however big your agency is, and got all that clean data into the system, populated into the system, so that we could be prepared for the future. Man, talk about a difference maker. It's a 12-month project, and you got to have buy-in, but you should have a touch point at minimum once a year, even with your auto renew, you know, your instant renew auto policies where you just have that, that's all you have, shame on you, but you have those. But even those renewals should get put into your system. What a great opportunity to call and ask those questions. Hey, want to check in on you, see how everything's going, see if we're providing the service you want. Oh, and by the way, I just wanted to update any information that I might not have properly in the system. Does that seem like wishing on a star here? Or is that something that might make sense?
No, you're spot on. And it's not, I want to do it. It's, I have to do it. Yes. And then when it becomes a have to do, it gets done in a year. Your system is foolproof. It's just got to be done. You can't, there's no exceptions. How yep. many times do we want Johnny to get the fries right at McDonald's? We want him to get them done 10 out of 10. If they order 100, we want 100 out of 100.
Right.
We don't accept 9 out of 10. Right. Every renewal, Every client has to have their data updated, and it's got to be right.
And then we can start leveraging that data as we move forward in this journey. I think that's great. Okay. I'm going to ask you the one big question I ask everybody, sure. And then we'll do kind of our exit with how everybody can get a hold of you. Okay. But we're going to record this next little bit right here, and we're going to put it in the time capsule, and we're going to bury it somewhere out there. And someone's going to uncover it in the next week, in a month, in a year. I want Troy Korsgaden's one big piece of advice for the industry.
Meet with your clients consistently, without fail, at least once a year, and apply the systems that we just talked about, and everything is just up and beyond. It's just all the way.
I love it. Everything's coming up roses. I love that. I love that, Troy. Thank you so much. All right. So best way to reach you, is it LinkedIn? Is it like, how do we find the books? Because I know that I mean, this is good stuff, people. We should definitely be checking in with Troy, but how do we do that, Troy?
So I'm going to make a special deal here for your listeners, Rick. Go on to support@korsgaden.com. That's support@korsgaden.com. Just say I'm a friend of Rick's, and I would like a copy of Troy's discussion partner book. Nice. They will just hit you for shipping and handling, and you don't have to pay for the book. And that's just for any one of your listeners that's listening today.
I love that. That's Korsgaden, KORSGADEN. So it's support@korsgaden.com. I appreciate the offer. And you know what that also does is it makes people say that they're my friend. I don't have a lot of those.
I doubt that. You have a ton now.
Troy, thank you so much. I follow Troy on LinkedIn, and he's always putting up something nice or sharing something or liking something else that gives me value. So go get him there. Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. Really fun. We'll have to do it again. It's always good to talk to a fellow insurance lifer that has been around since the good old days of paper files and can see what the future looks like. So once again, we really appreciate you, Troy, and all of our listeners. Thank you so much for the continued support. I'm getting an incredible amount of people coming through to me on LinkedIn with questions, comments, suggestions of people that should be on the show. Google, Apple, Spotify, go subscribe to make sure you get all the updates. You'll know exactly when Troy's episode is coming out along with all the other ones. So thanks everybody for coming and listening. Again, Troy, we love having you, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.